From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for finding us while we have been in the midst of another public hearing by the House Judiciary Committee. A half dozen Californians are on this week's panel. Separately, there are major storylines involving California Republicans Devin Nunes and Duncan Hunter. So let's get to Kate Irby, who covers the California Congressional Delegation for McClatchy. She's joining us by phone from Washington, D.C. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Beth.
So, of course, we're recording this conversation at the same time as more witnesses are being questioned. What are you hearing about the House plan beyond today, sometime between now and Christmas?
So we're thinking that the Judiciary Committee, or we're hearing that the Judiciary Committee will be drafting articles of impeachment within the week against President Trump. The Judiciary Committee then, according to the process, has to vote whether to advance those articles of impeachment. Right now, that seems pretty likely, at least on a party line vote, which Democrats do control the House. That would mean that those articles of impeachment would go to the House floor and can be approved by a simple majority. And right now, it is looking likely that that will happen before Christmas. The last day Congress is in session is December 20th, which is a Friday, and we're thinking they might be voting them out by then.
It's probably early to speculate on the shape of the trial that would come in January, but does that seem a foregone conclusion that we will have a Senate trial?
Yes. So Senator Mitch McConnell, who leads the Senate obviously right now, has said that he does plan to have a trial. And Senate rules dictate that the Senate can't really do anything once impeachment goes on their plate, that impeachment has to be a priority. They really won't be able to accomplish much else. So expect this to take up pretty much all of the Senate's time starting in January is what conventional wisdom seems to say around here.
How has talk or atmosphere shifted, Kate, as the hearings move from the Intelligence Committee in November now to the Judiciary Committee? And I guess now I'm speaking about the overall impeachment inquiry.
Sure. So the Intelligence Committee obviously was focused on the Ukraine allegations. So they laid out all the evidence for that specifically. And now we're turning to Judiciary, which does not have to only focus on Ukraine. They can focus on the Mueller report, where he was talking about obstruction of justice. They can focus on the issue of tax returns, of giving his children and his children-in-law special treatment within the White House. There are so many things the Democrats have been investigating that they are not sure if they want to include in impeachment. So it's become much less focused almost as we go into Judiciary and less united, because Democrats have conflicting ideas about how they want to go about this, and Republicans are jumping on that. But it is, I would still definitely expect, regardless of what the articles look like, I would expect at least some of them to get to the House floor.
And late last week, all eyes and ears were on Nancy Pelosi. She held a press conference, made her announcement about the intention for the process on impeachment to move forward. And there was the controversy, or the big discussion, at least, about her response to a reporter's question about whether she hated the president. Then came the Sunday talk shows. Will you talk to me a bit about her place in all of this? It was even suggested today in the hearing that maybe she jumped the gun and declared the process farther along than it actually was. Bring us up to date on, as we start a new week, what the thinking is about what Nancy Pelosi has done.
I would say don't underestimate where Speaker Pelosi is in all of this. She controls a lot of what is going on. Obviously, she publicly is pretty deferential to the committee chairs, in this case, Judiciary Committee Chair Nadler. But she is a very controlled leader. She knows what is going on within her caucus. She understands where the process is. So usually, and she's not known for jumping the gun. So I would say if she is saying expect articles of impeachment within the week, that's a pretty safe bet. It's possible that it won't happen. Obviously, Nadler does have the ultimate authority here, but I would say the chairs work very closely with Speaker Pelosi on all of this.
I want to shift to Duncan Hunter, the Republican from California's 50th district. His pleading guilty continues to be a big story. The charge was conspiring with his wife to illegally spend campaign dollars on personal expenses. So there's been some discussion about whether he would resign, whether he would cast a House vote. Now it sounds like he'll be resigning, he says, at the end of the holidays. What's the clarity there on what Duncan Hunter is choosing to do and about casting a vote?
So, yes, as you said, he's planning to resign after the holidays. The House Ethics Committee gave him a letter on Thursday that basically said, if you vote in the House after your guilty plea, you would be subject to possible discipline by this committee, because there are House rules that say if you have been convicted or plead guilty to a crime, where I believe if imprisonment is over 2 years or something like that, or possible imprisonment, it's a weird little detail. But he is subject to that rule. So he, since he received that letter, has not cast a vote in the House. I would assume that he would not want to subject himself to possible further discipline, mounting on top of all of his other legal troubles, when he is already going to be resigning. And that's where it seems to stand right now. The House Ethics Committee was not clear about what the penalties would be, so that I'm not sure about that. But it could include fines, could include early removal from the House. That wouldn't be subject to his discretion. It's unclear.
Do you know why that resignation didn't happen immediately or go hand in hand with the guilty plea?
There's some speculation that, or an accusation by someone running for Hunter's seat, that he purposely didn't file earlier because of a primary deadline, which now leaves it up to Governor Gavin Newsom whether he wants to hold a special election. So Newsom could theoretically appoint somebody rather than holding a special election. And obviously Governor Newsom is a Democrat. Representative Duncan Hunter is a Republican. That is a pretty Republican district, so it's a complicated issue.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at some notices we got last week from the Secretary of State's office, because there was some discussion about extending filing deadlines for a number of races in the state. So we'll follow up on that. By the way, I wanted to add that tomorrow I'm going to talk with Morgan Cook, the reporter from the San Diego Union-Tribune, who started the reporting that led to the story that ultimately led to the guilty plea by Duncan Hunter. So that's coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, I'm in conversation with Kate Irby. She covers the California Congressional Delegation for McClatchy. So let's shift another gear, Kate, and go to Congressman Devin Nunes, whom you've wrote about extensively in the past. He, of course, had a starring minority role in the previous public hearings by the House Intelligence Committee. And now there's some question about whether he should face discipline. Will you explain the situation?
Sure. So obviously, Congressman Nunes is the top Republican on intelligence, as you just said, which means he has certain oversight powers in this impeachment investigation, that he is partially in charge of part of this investigation. So now subsequent reporting attributed to Lev Parnas's lawyer, Lev Parnas is someone who was involved with Rudy Giuliani in pressuring Ukraine officials to get political dirt on Joe Biden. Lev Parnas's lawyer has implicated Devin Nunes and said that Lev Parnas is willing to testify that he was trying to set up meetings for Devin Nunes, that Devin Nunes was having conversations with people, that he was involved in this, in these issues at the center of impeachment. And then we had call logs released by the House Intelligence Committee that shows that Devin Nunes had calls with Rudy Giuliani in April and with Lev Parnas in April. And Nunes has said, he talks to Giuliani. He's known Giuliani for 10 years. But he doesn't think that's what the subject of those phone calls were, and that he doesn't remember if he has talked to Lev Parnas. So that gets us to today, where now you have a lot of House members and House leadership, all Democrats, saying that they believe Nunes might face some discipline within their ranks. You know, that could be a censure, that could be a reprimand. The Ethics Committee could investigate him. There's already a complaint about him into the Ethics Committee. So it's not clear what could happen yet. Leadership has not taken any actual substantial steps that I've seen. And the other issue on this is that Republicans are the ones who can remove him from his committee assignment. Mm. So that would be Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And he has indicated nothing but full-throated support for Nunes. I would not expect that to happen anytime soon. Any punishment against Nunes, at least right now, without more damning evidence, I would say would come mostly from Democrats, if not entirely.
Right. And they are both California Republicans. I want to ask if there are any other storylines around the Intelligence Committee hearings that you're following. And I'll note that this morning it was being noted by panel members that Adam Schiff was not present, that he was not going to be questioned. But what else are you watching?
Yeah, I don't expect that will change. I think Republicans have decided that they're going to use Congressman Schiff as a kind of boogeyman on this ever since the whistleblower reached out to his office. I would also expect Democrats to do the same on Nunes. I believe that they're going to continue talking about that and talking about the possible, his accused corruption in this case. And besides that, most of it has been taken out of the Intelligence Committee's hands. You might see people citing concerns with their investigations going forward, like those two examples, but they are no longer the focus of impeachment.
All right, Kate, anything else you're working on this week?
You'll have to wait and see. I'm always looking into what's going on with Representative Nunes for the Fresno Bee, but nothing to say yet, so we'll see.
Okay, thanks. Take care, Kate.
Thank you, Beth.
Kate Irby covers the California congressional delegation for McClatchy. Up next, we're going to shift to the topic of voting in the primary in California and some registration details you might need to know to be able to vote for the person and party of your choice. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.